Mega.com contest page. Enter for a chance to win a $50 gift card to The Trusted Lab, your local source for all things CBD. Go to thetrustedlab.com for more information. The Trusted Lab is the CBD company. We've got new Texas football coach Steve Sarkisian on the show coming up in 35 minutes at 8:15. What a mess we are in here in the Metroplex and around the state of Texas. This power outage thing, Clay Jenkins, Dallas County judge, just tweeted that he just had a call with Oncor's CEO and senior leadership. The power generation increase that ERCOT forecast for last night did not happen. So they are still struggling at ERCOT, and I don't know when this thing's going to be fixed with that new snowstorm expected to hit around 8 or 9 o'clock tonight and last through tomorrow morning. Temperature's not going to get above freezing until Friday. It's just a total mess. And reading as much as I can about our state and our power distribution and our power grid, we're the only state in America that runs its own grid. Because we're Texas, damn it, right? We have to do that. We don't need no government help.
And we don't want to have blackouts like they're having in the Northeast.
Right.
So we're going to get our own little grid down here.
But then the people who are running that grid, ERCOT and others, they didn't properly prepare for this kind of weather. It's ready to handle our summer heat, but not the winter cold. They were told to winterize a lot of their equipment and power plants and things like that. They weren't mandated to do that. They were told to do it, and they didn't do it, so that's caused a lot of problems. I mean, it's like 10 different things that have added up here, but it sounds like we just were caught with our pants down, which is terrible. I'm just getting so many emails and tweets from P1s who are in dire straits without power for 24 hours, and they've got little kids in the house or, you know, people who've gotten stuck on the roadways, people trying to find hotels they can't, people trying to find friends to stay with. Nobody, by the way, is buying the BS that ERCOT and Oncor are saying about how these rolling blackouts are working, that the people that aren't losing power are close to first responders or hospitals. I've heard from so many P1s who have had power the whole time, and they say, we are nowhere near a hospital or an old folks home or a fire station. And I've heard from P1s who say, we're across the street from a hospital or a fire station, but we haven't had power for 16 hours. So it's just, it's a nightmare.
Sounds pretty random, and it also sounds like it won't change. You know, whatever system they're operating on, they at least know what the value of that is, so they're going to keep it the same until they work their way out of it, and I'm afraid.
So last night, we packed up the car and we headed down to the W Hotel because the ticket had gotten a couple of rooms there for people who were working really early in the morning and didn't want to risk getting on the roads because it's right across from the station. So we got down there. The roads were okay last night, but I could tell as I was driving over them, you know, this chunky snow, you knew that was going to freeze up because we were getting down to one, or where we are right now, minus one. So I knew the roadways would be a little iffy this morning. Well, we get down there, the W doesn't have power. And a lot of the hotels in downtown were without power, so we just came back home. And as we are back home and it's now dark, and we still have gas, we were able to turn on the gas stove and heat up some food. And we have a gas fireplace, so we were able to turn that on and sit around it. And there we are, it's about 8 o'clock, and we're eating, you know, basically some slop out of a pot that we heated up over the stove, sitting around the fire. And I said, well, this is basically what it was like in the Old West. You know, as soon as the sun goes down, you just have the light, maybe from a little lantern or a candle.
Flickering candle.
or the fire. That's the only light source. And you're eating whatever you were able to heat up in a little skillet or pot over that fire. And you really don't have a whole lot else to do at that point. You don't have a TV or laptop or your phone. If you have a little light, maybe you could read by that.
Was it like the scene in Blazing Saddles where everybody's eating beans around the campfire?
Pretty much, yes.
Oh.
You know, maybe you can, I don't know, maybe there's enough light to play cards. If you've got a guitar, a homemade guitar, maybe you could sit around and sing a couple songs. But you don't have a home that's as well insulated as we have today. How did they do it in the old West when they went west and just found a spot by a creek and said, let's build here? When winter rolled around or the incredible summer heat rolled around, how did they do it?
I don't know. I think about how 150 years ago, they lived like this all the time. And what what you've experienced the past 2 days, Junior, you've experienced a living hell. They would consider that the ultimate in luxury, the way you've lived the past 2 days.
That's exactly
right. With your home and your gas fireplace. And, I mean, the amenities that you have, they couldn't even comprehend having that kind of luxury. And yet, it's darn near pushed you to the point of wanting death to go ahead and take you.
These floors, they seem to be wood. They're not dirt. No, they're not. And that thing over there, there's running water from the creek.
Wow.
What is that this device is awesome. On the wall that is telling you that it's 52 degrees in here? And
oh,
number one,
thermostat.
52.
What's 52
would be great,
degrees?
Would be great for them.
Yeah, they'd love
because
it.
Because in their lean-to, it probably got down to 1 at night, so we're at least at 50.
Yes, what the outside temperature is, that's what the inside temperature was, too.
Right.
So when John Neely Bryan was partying in downtown Dallas in the 1800s, and he'd come home
partied.
Deep Ellum and go into the one-room cabin there, on a night like this, or a night like last night, what do you think the temp was? He had a fireplace for that, whatever it is, 20 by 20 shed.
Oh, I don't think it was 20 by 20, was it?
I don't know.
It was like 10 by 10.
Total guess.
And they had to build around it, right?
Yeah. That's right.
Hey, that's, you know what it reminded me of? Or your question reminds me of is the great show Alone. You know, they were in those little things that they had to build out of timber and grass and whatever, and they had to keep that fire going. They were by themselves, so they had to get coals enough to where it would burn all night while they sleep. And it got down, you know, alone in Antarctica or Patagonia, it was down to zero, below zero. So it was, you know, if you're 1 or 2 feet away from the fire, you could stay warm, but you have to rotate your body like a pig at a luau.
It's strange that how did we make it? How did human beings survive this long? When you realize what all we've battled throughout human history in order to just be alive, it's the energy that it takes just to stay alive. I don't understand how you have any extra energy to reproduce or to take care of kids or to somehow get kids to survive the conditions that we've had to endure.
I agree. It's incredible that we've made it this far. Obviously, your perspective and your priorities change, and, you know, from thousands and thousands or millions of years ago, it was just about getting from 1 minute to the next alive without that saber tooth eating you or this whatever disease. And but only 150 years ago, how they got in a wagon and basically went, maybe there was a trail to follow, and basically went west when you are having to fight disease, you're having to look for your meals along the way every day. You can't take your meals with you. You couldn't take a box of power bars with you.
Plus, the suspension on those wagons were horrible. It was really rough.
Right.
Ride.
Every bump. You know?
Yeah, you have to face the landscape, the mountains, the desert, hostiles, whether it came from, you know, outlaws, Billy the Kid, or a Native American tribe, or a rustler's cat, whatever it happened to be. There were people that were always wanting what you had, or you were coming into their home or their territory. You had nutrition, disease. If you had kids, I don't know how you did it. Every night, what if the wagon breaks down? How long does it take to fix that? What if you come to the Mississippi River? How do you cross it? I just don't understand how they did it.
I don't either.
They didn't have a wagon dealership to take it in and get serviced?
No, the dealership networks were horrible back then.
How about wolves and bears and coyotes and rattlesnakes and everything else that nature can throw at you?
You're telling me they didn't have prairie side assistance back then? if something went wrong with the wagon.
Thank you.
Each wagon had a little sticker that showed you the smoke signals you needed to throw up to get wagon assistance, trailside assistance.
I set that up 30 minutes ago. I think I did it right.
And yet, Junior has been at his wit's end as he goes out. He's forced to go out and sit in a vehicle that probably cost more than those people made in three generations. And that's hardship for us these days.
Yeah. You know, in all seriousness, I was, and I've said this, a little quick prayer many times in the last 48 hours. And after driving down to try to get in a hotel yesterday, we drove past a homeless guy who was pushing a cart. He had a coat on. It was 8 o'clock at night. And I thought, oh my God, where's he going to sleep tonight? So even though we don't have power, I'm thankful to at least have a roof and some walls and a bed. So I'm not taking that for granted. But I do agree, Gordo, if the World War II generation was the greatest generation, there is no doubt we are the softest generation. There's no doubt about it. And that's not to demean or belittle anything that anybody's going through. All of us who've been without power and your pipes are breaking, or, you know, you may not have a well-insulated house, or certainly people who are out and homeless right now, but yes, what we take for granted and what we expect is, that's come a long way and not a very long time over the course of human history.
Yeah. Yes. What people are going through right now really, really sucks. But just try to maintain as most helpful perspective you can, which is gratitude that it's not worse. And just we'll all bear down and try to get through this together.
Amen to that. All right, it's 7:49 on the ticket. I had a question to ask last night. Should a Stars game go on? And we'll talk about that here in just 4 minutes. Maybe you've really